Does parenting make you feel lonely? A new study from Ohio State says the loneliness epidemic and burnout run deep among parents. And joining us is Kate Gawlick, an associate clinical professor at the Ohio State University College of Nursing. Good to have you here, Professor. This loneliness, is it a holdover from the pandemic, or is it just because a lot of people, you know, used to be in the workplace, used to be with their peers, and suddenly they're at home alone with little ones?
Yeah, I think this is such a great question, and thank you for having me. I think really what's going on is that we're seeing something that has likely been always present. It's just new, right? So the things and the troubles that we were dealing with during the pandemic and the feelings of isolation are just now coming out in different ways where, yes, so many more parents are in the workforce, but working from home. And so they're not getting the exposure to as many outside people that they would. And so this in itself is causing more feelings of loneliness.
Right. And what about the burnout? What exactly do we mean by that?
Yeah, burnout can be in different realms, but specifically when we're talking about parents, it is the overwhelming feeling of exhaustion that is associated with being a parent and having that role of being a parent. And what we saw from our research is really that parents who reported having these high feelings or identifying as having higher levels of loneliness also reported very high rates of parental burnout. So we know that these two are highly associated.
Right. And I guess one of the feelings is that you don't get enough support. And when parents say that, is that they don't get enough support from a partner? They don't get enough support from the community? Do they need the support of their own parents?
I think that is a very multi, there's a lot to that question. But really, you know, I have parents say, you know, but I'm with my kids all day. How can I be lonely? But you can't have a conversation and you can't talk about things with a four-year-old that you can talk about with an adult. And oftentimes where parents are getting a lot of and forming a lot of these connections with other parents are through talking about their kids. So, you know, the strongest relationships that parents have are when they have some kind of circumstance or they're dealing with something that another parent is also dealing with. So they're finding, you know, that they have these similar challenges. And that's truly what helps to do things like decrease loneliness and decrease burnout, is knowing that other people are dealing and struggling with the same things that you are as a parent.
Yeah, maybe good to join. I mean, if you can, you know, join one of those mommy or daddy and me classes, and just so you realize that you are not in it alone, right?
Yeah, and I think that's also something, you know, when people have kids and especially younger kids, you have to realize that as a parent, when you join those types of groups and do those types of activities, honestly, it's just as much about the kid as it is about the parent. You know, that's where you are going to find your support system and your support network is through those types of activities, you know, doing music classes or gymnastics with your kids. Because part of finding connection is seeing the same people over and over. And that is how you form true connection.
Yeah, it's so true. I'm still friendly with some of the moms that I met way back in preschool. It really is helpful to have those friends. Kate Gawlick, an associate clinical professor at the Ohio State University College of Nursing, we thank you so much.